Welcome to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we come back, we'll be talking with Joan Haynes of Boise Natural Health. Joan is a licensed naturopathic physician whose practice covers a broad spectrum from family health care to nutrition to the treatment of cancer patients undergoing conventional therapy. Coming up, what does it mean to be a licensed naturopathic physician in the state of Idaho, and what ailments and illnesses are on the rise in the Treasure Valley? Stay tuned to Chew On This. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported radio, KRBX 89.9 FM, Caldwell, Boise. Welcome back. On today's Chew On This, Joan Haynes of Boise Natural Health speaks to us about what it means to be a licensed naturopathic physician in Idaho and what she's been seeing in her practice here in Boise. Joan Haynes, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me exactly what it means to be a licensed naturopathic physician.
Yeah, well, often I'm the first naturopathic physician people have met, and I'm really happy to come here and talk about my profession. Naturopathic medicine is basically primary care with the emphasis in natural medicine. Naturopathic physicians, we work towards treating the cause of the illness, not just masking symptoms with medication, and we're able to blend both conventional and alternative therapies. So in addition to conventional medicine, we often use herbs, homeopathy, nutritional supplementation, lifestyle counseling, dietary modification. And to assess our patient's needs, we might do physical exams, thorough history taking, and some pretty sophisticated newer lab testing.
Mm-hmm. What is the licensing situation in Idaho? There seems to be some controversy around licensing here.
Yeah. Currently, 16 states license naturopathic physicians. And in these states, naturopathic doctors are required to graduate from accredited four-year residential naturopathic medical schools. And that includes 2 years of internship. All of that training is postgraduate, an undergraduate degree is required.
Mm.
And after school, we pass an extensive postdoctoral board exam called NPLEX in order to receive a license. Licensed physicians all the states that offer a license, we have continuing ed that we need to do annually, and we have specific scopes of practice that are defined in each state.
Okay. And so where did you receive your license in the beginning?
I have my license in Oregon, and I was also granted an Idaho license in 2005 when Idaho passed its own licensing law. We're currently not issuing any new licenses because of the controversy around standards of education.
Okay. And so tell me more about that. What's Idaho's beef with licensed naturopaths?
Well, the political process has stalled out here due to some individuals and groups that feel that they should be granted these physician-level licenses, even though they didn't attend one of the accredited schools.
Oh, okay.
And the licensing board and the legislature hasn't been able to come to an agreement about these people. Therefore, those of us who attended the accredited schools aren't being able to practice our full scope here in Idaho, although mm-hmm. we can still practice very freely.
Mm-hmm.
In Idaho, anyone currently can use the title naturopath or naturopathic doctor, and it's not a title granted by the state, so it could mean anything. And we encourage people to ask where they went to school.
And so who does go and visit a naturopathic physician?
Pretty much all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. I have your traditional granola type that I'm sometimes their only doctor. And then other times we have people that are that resonate more with conventional care, but they're run out of options. And so they'll come around to a naturopathic doctor.
Mm-hmm. What options have they run out of?
Sometimes I'm doctor number 10. Mm. Yeah, people without a diagnosis or a diagnosis that doesn't have any real treatments available in conventional medicine, mm-hmm. or the medicines or therapies that are offered have side effects that they just can't tolerate.
Mm.
And sometimes people are really wanting to get to the bottom of why they're sick, mm-hmm. and not just rely on a medication for a kind of a false sense of wellness.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
So we can see pretty much most conditions. You know, some in a typical day, I might see an ear infection one appointment. I might see a menopausal woman the next appointment, followed by somebody who's trying to lose weight or somebody with high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a first visit lasts about 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have them fill out an 8-page questionnaire prior to the visit. Often we order lab work or have them bring in recent lab work if they have it.
So you're trying to get a very holistic picture of what has been going on for them, even beyond just this one issue they're coming to you for.
Right. Somebody might come in because they have terrible seasonal allergies. Mm-hmm. Well, sure, we could give them an herb to help quiet that down, and often we do. But the real question is, why do they have it? And what else is really going on that's contributing to that? So sometimes we'll do food allergy testing. That's something we do a lot. We find that that's often a big source.
It's probably pretty popular right now.
It's very popular right now.
We're very unpopular with
people. Depending on what you have to avoid.
Yeah, exactly. This is your host, Kim Metis. You're listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/chewonthisIdaho. And online at chewonthisidaho.com, where you can listen to recorded shows and find informational links for all our guests. Or you can listen right here live on Radio Boise every Sunday at 5 p.m. And when we return to Chew on This, we'll talk more to Joan Haynes of Boise Natural Health about what trends she's seeing in illness in our valley. And later in the show, we invite Nicole Pierce to the studio. Nicole, also a licensed naturopathic physician at Boise Natural Health, specializes in nutrition, weight loss, and something called Nambudrapad's Allergy Elimination Technique, or NAET. I'm really looking forward to hearing about this. It sounds super interesting. This is a technique that's being used to heal everything from hay fever to autism. Stay tuned to Chew on This. On today's Chew on This, we're talking with Joan Haynes, licensed naturopathic physician with Boise Natural Health. Joan specializes in general family care, women's life transition care, and cancer treatment support. You can find Boise Natural Health online at boisenaturalhealth.com. And we welcome to the studio Nicole Pierce. Nicole is also a licensed naturopathic physician at the Boise Natural Health, and she specializes in weight loss as well as treatment for allergies. So, and maybe Joan, you can start with answering this question. What type of clientele are you treating in your practice for allergies? And what, besides allergies, what trends in illness are you noticing in this area?
Yeah. Even though the majority of patients we see are women, like most medical practices, we also see men and children too. And most of the time we treat most common problems like digestive issues and thyroid issues. Probably the most common thing that we see is fatigue. A lot of people come in, it's at least on their list of things they want to talk about, if not the main issue. So many people are tired these days, and there's lots of reasons that this could be happening. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just a single reason, and sometimes more than one reason in the same person. For example, somebody might have an undiagnosed low thyroid. They might also have nutritional deficiencies. Mm-hmm. They may also not be getting enough exercise or sleep. And this is where naturopathic physicians can really excel, is we will really sit down with a person and help them analyze what is going on in their life that's contributing to them not feeling well.
And so what types of questions will you ask someone when they come in with specifically fatigue?
Yeah, well, I want to know about their sleep habits, and I want to know about their diet right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So somebody that's eating a sugary-based breakfast, I would just simply expect them to be tired. And some mm-hmm. people still aren't quite aware of the whole needing protein for breakfast. And that's always a great piece of information that helps them at least a little bit, sometimes a lot, in their life. I will definitely want to run labs. I want to know that they're not anemic. I want to know that their thyroid's in a normal range. Sometimes we need, especially women, we need to look at their hormones.
Those pesky hormones.
Aren't they pesky?
Yes. They're always up to something.
Yes. Sometimes we'll measure their adrenal function. The adrenal glands have a lot to do with how we respond to stress. And as we are all aware, modern life seems a little stressful these days. And some people are, their stress response system in their body's mm-hmm. not handling that really well.
Which cereal do I choose? What TV program should I watch? What should I do now? What haven't I done? What did I forget?
Right.
I mean, like that.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And then being, you know, we're bombarded by chemicals in our environment.
Yes. Specifically right here in the studio right now, actually. Someone sprayed something in here. So how about the allergy situation? I know I've talked to so many people who say, you know, when I was a kid, I never had allergies, but now I have allergies. And they take Claritin, and there are a lot of over-the-counter drugs available. And then there's just a total onslaught of food allergies. I mean, there's probably, you know, 2 out of 10 kids in everybody's class that has some type of gluten allergy, dairy allergy. Nicole, did you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I often tell my patients that it's a total load. So, you know, maybe you didn't have allergies as a kid, or I don't know why all of a sudden I'm having these allergies. But, you know, Dr. Hands was saying we're exposed to so many chemicals. Our food, frankly, isn't as nutritious as it used to be, as you know a lot about. You know, there's potential allergenic chemicals in our foods. Mm-hmm. There's synthetic additives in almost all prepackaged foods. So, you know, diet goes into it. There's just so many, many things that contribute to our total load. And then I think, you know, this time of year.
So it's like,
you know,
bioaccumulation.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, possibly you're not digesting things. There's inflammatory responses, dysbiosis. There's so many things that go into it. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, maybe this time of year, there's a little bit too much pollen in the air, and bam, all of a sudden, cup runneth over.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about this in the pre-interview, and just all of us speculating on what we thought about pollen specifically, and just not being prepared to take care of fighting those off because you're so overloaded or not taking good enough care of yourself or have some underlying issues. But in addition, I was thinking, you know, people are so global now, and they're moving from other states, and we move around so much, and we bring all these plants that aren't indigenous. And so now we have extra pollen that never lived here before, and just what, you know, what reactions are happening because mm-hmm. of that. And then my genius fiance was also mentioning that what about all the pollinators? The bees are all dying off, and without that natural system in place, what's happening there? You know, mm-hmm. pollen's floating around and not going where it needs to go.
There are also certain things that are in everything. I mean, corn, you know, you just mm-hmm. basically can't mm-hmm. avoid corn if you eat anything that's in a package.
Right.
Any food with a label, it's probably
has
some
corn
or some soy in it.
Right. So. And my last guests were the gals from GMO-free Idaho, and they talked about how really rampant the GMOs are becoming because mm-hmm. they're airborne. I mean, these things are populating themselves, and so without regulation, we're increasing the GMOs in our food system, and also that's an airborne pollen. So
that's right.
What is, you know, are we breathing something in? It's very disturbing.
It's an interesting wide-scale experiment, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yes.
But don't be hopeless. The naturopathic physicians are here to help you decrease your load.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have certain things we can't have any control over, like, you know, GMOs in
yes.
our air, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do to decrease your overall load and mm-hmm. increase your, you know, immune system so that you can fight these things off.
Yeah. The more you increase your immune system, the better off you're going to withstand things that are in your environment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sometimes people's immune systems are overreactive, too. And that's a whole other issue we have to get into with some individuals.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Working so well, it's working against itself, huh?
Mm-hmm. So we see probably most of the people that come in, we at least in our own head ask the question, I wonder if they have food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple different ways that that can be figured out. One is a blood test that is very simple to run, and it gives us some information. It's not a perfect test, but it's clinically very useful. If somebody doesn't opt for that, then we will put them on an elimination challenge diet, a very formal one. It mm-hmm. takes about 3 to 6 weeks to complete that, and that mm-hmm. can also give good information. And
that's when you just omit everything except a few foods from your diet and then add things back in individually so you see
correct.
If you have a reaction to
when
them.
When you do a formal elimination challenge diet, you want to pull out all the potential allergens, mm-hmm. or at least most of them.
And what are most of the potentials?
Dairy, soy, corn.
Gluten, wheat.
Gluten and wheat, citrus. Mm-hmm. We pull out almonds. We mm-hmm. see that to be a fairly common one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It shows up a lot on the food allergy panels. Garlic's been showing up lately, too, on some panels. Hmm. One reason to run the test and not just do an elimination diet, because it'll pick up outliers. It'll pick up things that we don't normally pull out. Like every once in a while, I see somebody with bean allergies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eggs, if we didn't mention
eggs.
That.
Yeah,
a real common
eggs,
one.
I've heard, are mm-hmm. very allergenic.
Yeah. Or... So it's important to, sometimes people think, oh, I'm gluten sensitive, or I might be. So they'll just pull out that one food group, but they might at the same time be eating things that they're allergic to, so they never identify problem foods just by eliminating one or two at a time.
I've made the elimination challenge and reintroduction diet part of my weight loss program, so it sort of naturally fits into this three-week mm-hmm. period going without these common allergens and then putting them back in one at a time, finding out what your body does with those. And then I really like food, and I like people to be able to eat food. So the NAET treatments that I'm doing are really naturally fitting in as well. If somebody starts to put these things back in and find that they get some sort of reaction to it, there's an inflammatory response, or they'll gain some weight, or they'll get headaches, or sinus congestion. Their overall load is, you know, increasing again. We'll take those out and then I can treat them for that sensitivity, which is great.
We're going to talk more about NAET when we come back from our next break, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. It sounds like a really cool therapy that's a little unique, a little mm-hmm. body therapy.
People are getting some great results.
Yeah, and I agree. That's a great way to start looking at weight loss, is to do the elimination, because when I first went off gluten, I lost 10 pounds from eliminating gluten.
Very common.
Mm-hmm. And that's just something that I had never really processed. And so it was just, I was eating, you know, huge baskets of French fries. And I told myself, you're going to go off gluten, you can have as much of anything else that you want, period. And that worked, you know, that worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that mm-hmm. as an attempt at, you know, finding the underlying problem for why you're gaining weight. Because, I mean, nobody's sitting in their closet eating 50 times more than anyone else. It's just how our bodies process mm-hmm. certain things.
It's complicated.
Yeah. So you're listening to Chew on This. When we come back, we'll hear more from Nicole Pierce of Boise Natural Health and her experience with treating allergies with a technique called Nambudrapad. Is that how you say that? Nambudrapad's Allergy and Elimination Technique, NAET. Stay with us.
On a sunny day in the city of trees, there's a world going on, but I feel at peace.
That's Boise's own Streeter Johnson with City of Trees. He and I share the COT acronym. You are listening to Chew on This here on Radio Boise. In the studio today, we're talking with Joan Haynes and Nicole Pierce, both doctors of naturopathy, and they are with Boise Natural Health. Nicole specializes in weight loss as well as something called NAET, a technique used to eliminate allergies, and we're going to talk to her about that in a minute. But something I really wanted to cover today was the support therapy that Dr. Joan Haynes gives to cancer patients who are already working with conventional oncologists in their cancer treatment. And Joan, what can you tell us about how you can help when people are already receiving as much conventional treatment as they can stand?
Yeah, I really enjoy seeing cancer patients. They can be quite a challenge, but there's so much that can be done. So I only see patients that are under the care of a conventional oncologist. I don't offer an alternative to cancer, regular cancer therapies. It's really a complementary approach. That's where I'm most comfortable. Everything that I recommend is evidence-based. There's some research on the list of things that I recommend. Sometimes we have animal studies, sometimes petri dish studies, and sometimes human studies. And it's really important to me that when I make recommendations that we have some evidence that it's going to be beneficial and not cause any harm. Every cancer patient that comes in is in a different phase of their cancer therapies. So there's certain things that you don't want to do at all during chemotherapy or radiation, for example. And then after somebody's done with their cancer treatment with their oncologist, then we often do a whole other set of therapies. And so basically what it comes down to is really helping people pick out very specific supplementation and very specific ways of eating. That's what I work with them over time. When I get somebody that comes in, I usually end up typing up somewhere close to 8-page report of what I can find on their cancer. Each cancer is a little bit different. And each stage of cancer, a stage one cancer is very different. And we need to treat that a lot less aggressively than a cancer that's metastasized. I also help people get in touch with resources around the country. If they need to be very aggressive, they have a late stage cancer, I help put them in touch with cancer centers that are offering alternative or integrative therapies.
Wow, that is really cool. I know a lot of people would like to seek out natural complements, but their oncologists aren't comfortable with it because they don't know how things will react with the drugs mm-hmm. that they're on. So it's really great that you are starting to all work together.
Yeah, it's really important to have a team of people that understand mm-hmm. what each other's doing and respect it. Patients get so overwhelmed when they go to the internet, and some of the therapies recommended are just scary, frankly.
Yeah, you don't really want to take that into your own hands yeah. when you're already so sick and having to take all of that research on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. I love that. And Nicole, why don't you tell us about Nambudrapod's allergy treatment?
The patients that I've been working with have been getting some amazing results. It's an allergy desensitization technique. So it's, an allergy really is just an unusual sensitivity to some allergen. Anything could be an allergen. There could be a delayed reaction or, frank allergy. And, either way, we can treat this and desensitize the body to the allergen. When you're faced with, when you have an allergic reaction to something, it's your brain wrongly interpreting it as a harmful substance. So we use neuromuscular sensitivity testing to try to figure out what the body is reacting to. So it's a holistic and non-invasive drug-free treatment. It resolves these conditions. So it's using specific acupressure points along the spine. So it's drawing from various disciplines, conventional medicine, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, chiropractic, and kinesiology, as well as nutrition. So it's really fascinating. You can go to the website, Boise Natural Health, and find out more about it. And when someone comes in and they're interested in, maybe they've gotten a food allergy panel with Dr. Haynes, mm-hmm. and you know, like I said, I want people to be, of course, we want people to be, you know, able to eat more than a very, you know, limited diet and not, you know, come up with these
so
these
you
illnesses.
Can even treat these gluten allergies and such with this.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are starting to run out of time, but this has been so educational, and I wish we had a whole nother half hour or longer. This is your host, Kim Metis. You're listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. Thank you to Dr. Joan Haynes and Dr. Nicole Pierce of Boise Natural Health.
Thank you.
Licensed naturopathic
Thank
physicians.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been great. And we usually do a calendar of events. So I know that on BoiseNaturalHealth.com, you have cooking classes coming up and mm-hmm. other special events. So I would recommend that people go to the website and see what's happening there. And next week, tune in. It's a special Mother's Day with Treasure Valley Midwives Paula Weens and Kendall May, who's of Baby Bump Doula Services. They'll be my guests. Thanks for listening to Chew on This on KRBX 89.9 FM, community-supported radio for Boise and beyond.
Chicken. I know my chicken. You got to know you a chicken.